One Room Over, a Critical Role fanfiction, written by Srethril, and read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated mature and features Essek and Caduceus. Tired already? Caduceus asks when Essek stumbles out into the kitchen, wearing his small clothes and a towel. He has a brilliant flush to him, and his hair is an absolute disaster. Looks like he's been enjoying himself, at least. I don't know what I expected, he says. Tea? I would love some. He takes a seat at the table, and has to adjust a little to sit comfortably. Caduceus pours him a cup of tea and gets him some tea cookies to go with it. It had been fun to watch the mating dance of the cagey idiots once rumors of what the Mighty Nine got up to at home reached the ears of the Shadow Hand. Essek got curious and did a bad job asking. The Nine got flustered and did a bad job explaining. The shouting match when no one understood each other was great. It was almost as much fun as watching the six of them figure it out in the first place, on the road in between fighting for their lives. Twos at first, switching it up and trying to be subtle. Then threes once they figured out the little triangles they were falling into naturally. Then a foursome happened, and there's really no subtle way to negotiate a foursome in an inn. And then a fight, and a lot of wild emotions, and no one knowing whether they should be hurt or apologetic or proud. And somehow, it had all worked out. Everyone figured out how they fit together, feelings stabilized and equalized, and everyone had a great time. And now Essek does too. Nice when it all falls into place like that. Do you not? Essek asks, glancing back towards the open door to the war room, to the noise of bodies moving against each other and soft, passionate voices. Then he looks back to fully closed Caduceus, with his tea ready and soup still cooking. I don't, actually, Caduceus says. Oh, can you? If I wanted to, badly enough. He takes another sip of tea. It's never been an issue, though. Never? Nope. Essek tries his tea and makes a surprised, pleased face. This is delightful. Thanks. The secret ingredient is pirates, Caduceus says. Essek thinks on that for a moment, ears bobbing up and down, then visibly drops it from his mind and tries a cookie. This was a lot. Coming off in a bit of a dry spell. That much attention at once was a lot. I'm told we're a lot to handle until you get used to it, Caduceus says. Get used to it. He looks stunned at the idea. I mean, yeah. Do you think we were kicking you out of our lives after this? The thought had occurred. Caduceus smiles. I think you're going to be around for a while. Got a good feeling about it. And how often do the, seven sums happen? Essek nods into his tea. Seventh sum is not a word, Caleb says from the doorway. Isn't it? After four, it's just an orgy. Huh. Learn something new every day. How was it? It was good, he says quietly. Caduceus pours another cup of tea and ladles up a bowl of soup for Caleb. He takes both with a quiet danke and disappears into the library. He's fine, Caduceus says, seeing Essek's concerned look after him. Just gets overwhelmed by too much attention and needs a couple minutes alone. The question stands, Essek says awkwardly. How often do you really host orgies? Caduceus wrinkles his nose. Not that often. He's heard the rumors and done what he could about them, but it's an uphill battle, and Whisperer campaigns aren't his strong suit. So, not twice a day every day? He snorts. Not quite. We don't exactly plan it out, but maybe. He has to think about it. He could probably ask Caleb and get an exact average, but Caleb needs some time to himself. Beau might know, but she sounds busy. Every week and a half, little less, every couple weeks. There's a yelp and an oh no from the other room, and Ford is the next one to come out. He has a pillow held over his crotch and some article of clothing wadded up against his neck. She bit me, he says before Caduceus can ask. I said I was sorry, Gesture calls from the other room. I'm bleeding. People like it in books. Let me see, Caduceus says, and eases his hand holding the crumpled up wad of someone's breastband from his neck. It's a shallow ring of pinpricks, but bleeding steadily. Oh, yeah, she got you pretty good. A simple cure wounds heals it into little scarred dots, and he wipes the last of the blood off with a rag. You're still going? As long as no one bites me again. Gesture's response is muffled, disgruntled, and not entirely words. Go on, have fun. Ah, so that's where you fit, Essek says to himself. Caduceus stirs the soup and doesn't answer. That's one of those he's pretty sure he wasn't supposed to hear. But that is, after all, where he fits. It took him longer to find his place in the group than it did the rest of them, but he found it, and here he is. Months later, hundreds of miles from home, here he is. Do you ever regret it? Being disinterested? Essek asks. There's something guarded in his face that Caduceus just catches. Nah, he says. Well, sometimes. It'd be nice to know what all the fuss is about. But nah, not really. Do you? By the look on Essek's face, he probably shouldn't have said that. Maybe it's one of those things that he thought he was being subtle about, or maybe it's one of those that he hasn't looked at yet himself. Sorry. No, it's... the question is understandable. I'm sure you've heard no end to the gossip about me. People do enjoy talking. Caduceus nods and pours himself some more tea. He hasn't, but it's a convenient excuse, distanced from the fact that he's been watching Essek dance around the idea of sex, like he's scared it's going to bite him. I don't know that I'm disinterested so much as... he trails off. Tonight was fun, but I'll be honest. It's rare that I find anyone I get along with for any length of time. You and Caleb get along pretty well. A blush darkens his cheeks and he takes a drink of tea, like that can hide it. Caleb is lovely, he says quietly. And I know Jester loves you. Jester is lovely as well. His flush deepens. Yasha talks about how pretty you are, like, a lot. He nods, shrinking on himself under the onslaught. I think you're pretty all right, he finishes, taking mercy on the poor crumpled elf sitting half-naked in his kitchen. They can get him used to accepting compliments a little at a time, the way they're working on with Caleb, if he sticks around that long. Do you want to do this again? I think I would enjoy that, yes, he says into his teacup. And hey, when you get sick of that bunch, I'll teach you how to make soup. The end. Thank you for listening.